The agreement is terminable by either party. The really significant thing is that Australia, the other party, will not contest that. That agreement had certain reactivation clauses, that even if it was terminated and then development happened in the Timor Sea, the treaty would come back into force. Those reactivation clauses are also being terminated, and Australia will not object to that. So the CMATS treaty will be shortly no more.
And so why do you think that Australia has agreed to this?
Well, there's been a lot of negative publicity around the spying allegations. The allegations were made by a former ATIS agent that Australia had spied on Timor's negotiating team back in 2004. That's obviously caused a bit of negative media coverage. Also, this matter has been before the conciliation under the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, and so the two parties have been in confidential negotiations for the last few months, and this is obviously a product of that.
Now, does this mean that Australia and East Timor now start the process of renegotiating that maritime boundary, and can you give us an idea of how fraught or how complex that's going to be?
Well, it's not renegotiation. Australia and Timor-Leste have never had a maritime boundary, so it's negotiation for the first time. Yes, when CMATS is gone, that hasn't happened yet, but it seems that it will. That opens the way for maritime boundary negotiations. We still need to see whether Australia's position shifts from its traditional continental shelf position. We don't know that yet. Obviously, East Timor favours a median line position, a halfway position, which is certainly more in accord with recent international law. So, yes, the two parties appear that they will be heading towards maritime boundary negotiations after this announcement. But whether they reach agreement, of course, is something we don't yet know.
And so those negotiations could go on for quite a while.
Yes, that's right. I mean, those negotiations could go on for some time. The UN conciliation process has a year to run from about 3 months ago, so there's a rough time frame under which we'd probably know something in the next 6 to 9 months as they proceed.
What do you personally think is going to happen here? I mean, what are the chances of negotiations falling in East Timor's favour?
Well, the Timor Sea Treaty, which is from 2002, is still in force, and you can see that in today's announcement. Significantly, that treaty has arbitration provisions, so it could be that they go into an arbitration over issues like the maritime boundary under that treaty, which would not be under the UN process, but be a third-party arbitration that's independent of that process. Look, certainly East Timor's position, which is seeking a halfway boundary, is certainly the recent trend in international law, and we saw that in the China Sea dispute, and for the last 30 years that's been the dominant position in international law. But this is a negotiation between two parties, and Australia has a different position. They support a continental shelf argument. So we need to wait and see what comes out of this process. But certainly the weight of international law would tend to favour East Timor's position.
Now, let's go back a little bit. What's at stake here, and what do the two parties, what are they arguing over here?
Okay, so what's at stake is revenues in the Timor Sea. There's a lot of oil and gas there, and there are various agreements covering the distribution of those revenues. Also at stake are issues around the maritime boundary, and not just the one between Australia and East Timor, but also the lateral boundary or the side boundary, and that's quite significant because where that side boundary goes right through the middle of the Greater Sunrise Field, which is yet to be developed. So there's a lot of potential revenues at stake, and of course what Timor-Leste sees as sovereign rights to a maritime boundary, which they've never had with Australia. So Australia has maritime boundaries with all its neighbours except Timor-Leste. I think another significant thing from today's announcement is that it's now quite likely, with the CMATS treaty will be voided, it's now quite likely as a result of that the spying case against Australia could be dropped in the near future. The spying case brought by Timor-Leste against Australia was seeking to void that CMATS treaty on the basis of lack of good faith, because there'd been some testimony from a former Australian intelligence agent that they'd been spying on the Timorese negotiating team. As a result, Timor was trying to terminate the CMATS treaty for want of good faith. With this now not being contested by Australia, I think it's likely that the spying case against Australia will be